With an update from cknewstoday.ca, I'm Miller Hill. This news is brought to you by AutoMotion, 505 Richmond Street in Chatham. Two people from Wallaceburg are facing charges after Sarnia police seized drugs and a modified gun. Officers pulled over a vehicle on Murphy Road early yesterday morning and allegedly spotted an open liquor container. During a search, police seized $2,700 worth of fentanyl and meth along with some cash and a weapon. A 39-year-old man and a 35-year-old woman, both from Wallaceburg, were arrested and charged. Meantime, police have charged a driver after a two-vehicle crash sent three people to hospital yesterday morning. That happened just before 11 o'clock in the area of Kyle Drive South in Richmond Street. Police say both drivers and a passenger were taken to hospital with minor injuries. One of the drivers was charged. A section of the 401 east of London will be closed for 16 hours starting tomorrow night. It's for the demolition of the Dorchester Road Bridge, which goes over the highway. All eastbound and westbound lanes in that area will be closed from 6 on Saturday until 10 Sunday morning. The MTO says traffic from the 401 will be detoured off and back onto the highway at the Dorchester Road interchange. Construction of a new four-lane bridge is expected to be done by next summer. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he doesn't understand the NDP's position on the carbon tax. This is a day after NDP leader Jagmeet Singh said that fighting climate change can't be done without dividing Canadians. Global News reports that Ontario is one of seven provinces asking for the recent carbon tax increase to be paused. And the windy weather is expected to ease up tomorrow morning. Environment Canada had called for northwesterly wind gusts of 80 kilometers an hour this afternoon with even stronger winds near Lake Huron. Sunshine is expected to return to the region Saturday afternoon. In sports, there's five games on the ice in the NHL tonight with two Canadian teams in action. Edmonton's hosting Arizona while Calgary is visiting Anaheim. In the major leagues, the Blue Jays are hosting the Colorado Rockies to kick off a weekend series. The Tigers game against Minnesota is still on for now, but with the rain in the forecast, that could be postponed. Detroit's already set to play a doubleheader tomorrow to make up for yesterday's rainout. And in the NBA, the Raptors and the Pistons are both in action. Toronto is in Miami to take on the Heat while Detroit is visiting Dallas. Now for the forecast. Rain ending tonight, windy and down to 5. Sunshine tomorrow, still windy and up to 14. Clear and plus 3 tomorrow night. I'm Miller Hill. For more on these and other stories, visit cknewstoday.ca.